Rob Smith, Why America Keeps Falling for Hate Crime Hoaxes. By Rob Smith on June 28, 2020. Our race-obsessed national news media and a political left looking to distract America from their awful, doddering candidate fell for yet another hate crime hoax this week, saying so very much about how they see America, and about the ever-increasing depths to which they'll sink to use racism as a political tool in a contentious election year. The news found in NASCAR's sole black driver Bubba Wallace's garage turned out to be a garage pull. Of course, the FBI's findings came after nearly every public figure on the left decried the news incident as yet another example of the nonstop racism that blacks experience in America. After Atlantic contributing writer Jamel Hill went on a media tour about the racism of NASCAR and its fans, and after Wallace appeared on none other than The View to talk about his harrowing experience with what we now know was an ordinary object. The Bubba Wallace news hate crime smelled from the moment it hit the news, which is why smart people steered clear of it immediately. I personally glanced at one story, smelled a rat, and decided to sit this one out. Instinctively, I knew that there was something fishy about the story. And as someone who has followed these types of hate crime stories which are more often than not proven false, I knew it was likely that this one would be too. Jesse me once, shame on you. Jesse me twice, shame on me. Of course, the usual suspects used the incident to do what they always do, decry America as a cesspool of never-ending hate and racism. Hey, that private jet Al Sharpton was seen boarding after the George Floyd funeral isn't going to pay for itself. In the insular, race-obsessed world that the Jamel Hills and Al Sharptons of the world live in, a multimillionaire NASCAR driver is reduced to just another victim of racism, which is how they see all African Americans, regardless of income, status, or pedigree. It's also how they would like African Americans to see ourselves. If we see ourselves as individuals with agency in our own lives who are blessed enough to live in the only country on earth where we can utilize it to its maximum potential, the race hustlers of the world lose their power. Which is why you'll be seeing more hate crime hoaxes and more racial incidents across the country being elevated. If blacks see themselves as anything other than permanent victims, we may not be so quick to vote for the same Democrats who've run our most destitute majority black cities for decades. Beneath every hate crime hoax you'll see between now and November, and there will be more, you'll see an increasing desperation from the left to create a narrative that America has barely progressed at all since the civil rights movement. In fact, they'd like you to believe it's as racist as ever. That is why America keeps falling for hate crime hoaxes. A radical left that needs African Americans to remain fearful and angry has partnered with a willing mainstream media who is complicit in pushing narratives designed to make them so. Obviously, the facts don't bear this out, which is why the left needs to weaponize their allies in the mainstream media and everywhere else to push the idea that America isn't safe for African Americans. Saddled with Joe Biden, an uninspiring, increasingly incompetent-seeming presidential nominee who excites nobody, racism is all the left has, and they'll use it nonstop until November. Because this is about an election. But you already knew that, didn't you? Rob Smith is an Iraq War veteran, political commentator, and contributor with Turning Point USA. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Rob Smith Online.